Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth.
It is Monday, March 19th. Back from vacation.
You are, yeah.
Yes.
I'm not.
It was not a vacation for you last week.
It's not a vacation for me.
Did a fantastic job holding down the fort. Thanks for letting me go on vacation.
You're welcome. Not that I had any say in that.
It was good. Good times with the family. It was lots of fun.
Yeah.
And
I saw some pictures on Facebook.
Yes, we did share a few pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
I think the most challenging thing coming back from vacation is getting off of my regular routine, regular schedule, trying to get back into that routine this morning, particularly sleep schedule.
Yeah.
To get back to early mornings. It's amazing how quickly you can get out of that habit.
Yeah.
Speaking of... I have no segue here.
Camping?
That's true. We were camping.
Yes.
We were camping in a cabinet, as my son said. Camping in a cabinet.
Camping
in a cabin, which was a lot of fun. Camp is, well, it's special to my family. Camp is where my wife and I met at beautiful Camp Luther Haven in Albion, Indiana. Speaking of camp, we are headed to Camp Iodoseca in Iowa this morning. Our guest this morning, Camp Director Daniel Sanchez. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here with you.
Glad to have some time with you this morning. Learn about Camp Iodoseca and what your work is there, what's going on, getting ready for summer. First of all, let's start with the camp name, Iodoseca. And this is in, is it Solon, Iowa? Is that right?
Yeah, Solon, in Solon. You know, the first time I ever heard of Camp Iodoseca, I was getting out of a staff meeting at a different camp for the summer, and I had gotten a call about from Camp Iodoseca saying, hey, we would like you to come down and be considered for this position. I was so excited. I ran into the staff meeting and I said, hey, guys, I just got a call from Camp. It's in Iowa. I have no idea how to say it. So Iodoseca stands for Iowa District East Camp. Long time ago, it used to just be called Iodoseca. And then has had a wide variety of names throughout the years, but over the last several, we've settled on Camp Iodoseca as the camp name.
That's a fun acronym. Makes it sound very exotic.
Yes. Yeah.
In exotic Solon, Iowa.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a very difficult name to type. Capital, you have to shift I, little O, dash, big D, little I, little S. It's very difficult. There was a fake resolution at a board meeting once upon a time to change the name so it would be easier to spell on our documents.
That's fantastic. Tell me a little bit about your camp. What makes your camp unique? What do people really love about your camp?
I think a lot of times when people think, camp, they think, some of them are maybe way out in the wilderness or very far away from things. We're in a little bit of a unique situation. If you take a 30-mile radius, we're right smack dab in the middle of 300,000 people. The airport is across the interstate. The planes are flying overhead all the time here at camp. So we have this unique world of being out in the country, but yet surrounded by people. And not just that, but then we also have such a beautiful area here in eastern Iowa. We certainly have the cornfield right next to us. But then we also just have an abundance of state parks right in our local area as well. So it's a strange thing to be, in the middle of so many people, but then also have such beautiful scenery around us as well. Where, we're able to do rock climbing at a local state park. I mean, I'm not from Iowa originally, and I had no idea that you could go rock climbing in Iowa. It's not what I thought of. But certainly some beautiful state parks in our area for hiking and canoeing. So along with some of the, beautiful scenery and as a feature here at the camp, another thing that, I'm sure that most of our Lutheran camps really take pride in is their program and their teaching of Christ to kids. And one thing we really try to do here is have a good Lutheran identity with what we get to do with our campers. And maybe an example is the beauty of being able to teach in a setting like camp is you have the platform for a week. And I know it can be a frustrating thing, maybe for families or even in congregations where they're trying to teach kids things, and you know, you do it for a little bit, and then you lose the platform, and they're on to the next thing, or they're doing the next activity. And, you know, at camp, we're in this environment, morning, noon, and night, where you know, the kids are surrounded by God's Word. They have opportunities to really engage in the content and material. And, you know, maybe an example of incorporating our Lutheran identity is, you know, we have our summer Bible study theme. And with that, we have a theme hymn that we learn throughout the week. And trying to teach kids hymns can be a very frustrating thing. But, you know, when you have the platform for a week, it's really beautiful to see them pick it up and learn the tunes and sing it all together. We do a passion drama here on the last night of our full week camps. And then at the conclusion of it, our campers sing the theme hymn. And it's just so beautiful to hear them, you know, having learned this for a whole week, being able to shell it out in front of all the other campers. It's really special. So,
anyone come to mind, whether it's a camper or a staff member or someone else whose life has been touched by camp?
You know, certainly. You know, I remember a cabin group pretty recent here that there were a couple of the boys in the group were just have really no experience with any Christianity of any kind. There were a couple of boys in the cabin that had been here for quite a while. They've been coming every summer for many, many summers. And, one of the most beautiful things to see was these two boys that really didn't know anything. You come into a senior high week, and it was a senior high camp, and you might think some of the conversations might be very, very in-depth and very much over their head, and, you know, it could be a difficult scenario for them. But what was so wonderful to see was how other kids at camp take the time to explain the simplest things and details, to even just talk about the gospel with them for a little bit. You know, and certainly have a counselor with the kids, and they're serving as a mentor and teacher and role model for all the kids in the group. But to watch other campers, especially in that specific week where we had a couple boys that their first interaction with Christianity was with peers who really cared about them and who took the time to talk with them throughout the week and explain to them some things. And, you know, camp just is a really optimal environment for, you know, it doesn't matter if it's the kid who's, you know, the pastor's kid who is very engaged throughout his whole life with this stuff, or the kids who have never heard of Jesus before. It's a culture where everybody can jump in. So that's a very, very special one that I just remember from the recent summer here.
With summer right around the corner and preparations, I'm sure, for that, give us paint a picture of what summer is like for kids, for families who might come to camp this summer, and what would they experience there at Camp Iodiseca?
There's a wide variety of programs. You know, we have programs for kids who are entering kindergarten at the earliest and going all the way into their senior year of high school. For our youngest campers, you know, there's camps for adults to be able to come with the kids so that they can maybe have that first experience. Maybe they're a little afraid of that first overnight experience. We also run a day camp program here at our camp as well. So kids can come, maybe local kids, because we do have such a big population in our area. Local kids can come to camp for the week, maybe for 1 week or for several. And then as kids get older, they can get into more week-long camps. Certainly some of our activities here at camp, we have horse camp every week of the summer, and then it's also available to our general camp population to be able to do throughout the week as an activity. We also have a climbing wall and zip line here at the camp. That's a fun feature for us to have. I did mention we have some state parks in the area that are very just wonderful and beautiful to go canoe or rock climb at. So those are among some of the other things that we really get to do and enjoy here at Camp Iodiseca.
What do you hope campers and their families, what do you hope they come away with after their experience at camp?
Camp is a very generally they're summer camps are very, very safe places for kids to go learn, experience, and do all kinds of things they wouldn't normally get to do. But, you know, that's 1 week of the year. There's another 51 and a half weeks of the year where that's what we really care about. You know, it's the decisions that are made, you know, outside of camp. You know, a great way that families can, you know, maybe prepare or, you know, make the most of their kids' summer, you know, camp experiences. As I mentioned earlier, you know, kids are surrounded by God's word morning, noon, and night in their summer camp experiences. They're having Christian conversations throughout the whole day. You know, what things can families do in their own life, maybe leading up in the weeks before they come to camp, or what habits could they establish where, you know, when the kids pick these things up here at camp, when they come home, you know, they say to mom and dad, hey, it's time to do our devotions for the night, or it's time to sing, or, hey, mom and dad, I have a question about this. We talked about this at camp. So, you know, being able to, our hope would be that, you know, the life that they learn here at camp is something that, you know, they would take home with them to engage their families, their parents, their friends, their communities, their congregations with.
We have just under a minute left before we wrap up. Daniel, tell us how we can find out about what's going on this summer, how to register, those types of things.
Yeah, our website, campiodeseca.org, has all our information right there. There's a tab up at the top for specifically for summer camp, and you can go down and click on there's several different tabs there. One's just for information, one's on registration, and then there's another whole page there for different forms and all those wonderful things that you also get to complete for summer camp. But they're at our website, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Very good. Camp Iodiseca in Solon, Iowa. When does camp start, summer camp begin this year?
Yeah, we start on June 13th, and then we end our camp about August 4th.
So not too long. Time to start making those preparations. Daniel Sanchez, Camp Director at Camp Iodiseca in Solon, Iowa. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That was fun. I'm excited about the rest of Camp Week, too, checking in with the various camps from across the country.
We need to do this, like, on a tour next year.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
On the KFUO bus.
Yes.
If we just had the KFUO
right,
bus.
Right, yeah, I know.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gulseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.